Senator Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for having such an important hearing, and I've really appreciated the testimony of the witnesses. You've all said very illuminating things as it relates to our challenge as a nation, both on the commercial side of working together on tightening up where we are, and certainly, Mr. Chertoff, you talking about the attacks to the grid and the large-scale efforts on things like Ukraine can be very devastating to the United States. And Mr. Painter, thank you for articulating that we needed to be doing much, much more than we're currently doing. That's why last week my colleague and I, Senator Graham, sent a letter to the President saying, please step up both on the assessment side and the resource side, because this is a pretty big issue. But one thing I wanted to ask about, writ large, given all of your testimony, because I agree, I don't think provocation comes anymore with a foreign sub sticking its, you know, nose in U.S. waters or a plane flying over. I think provocation comes from, you know, this kind of hacking of a power plant or pipeline or something of that nature that we are seeing in other parts of the world. So. I think this debate has gotten a little off course as it relates to what we do and what other people do, and I just wanted to be clear, since you're all articulating an international focus, should it be clear, and should the United States lead such an effort, that any attack on an election system, that is the actual system itself, to interfere with an election, should be something that we should unite the entire world, that is a cyber crime and should be prosecuted?
Yeah, well, very much so. I think we saw two aspects of this. One, the attempted attack on the election infrastructure itself, and also the influence operations. So we meet those in two different ways. But absolutely, if you look at critical infrastructure, yes, we're working about pre-positioning on power grids and other things. But if there's an attack that really undermines the democratic foundation of our system, that's a huge deal, and we need to take that seriously. In this commission that both Secretary Chertoff and I are on, this Commission for the Stability of Cyberspace, we just recently released a proposed norm for governments and others to take up, which is exactly that. You should not attack the systems, the devices, the mechanisms that are used for elections, for democratic and other elections, and I think that's a key thing. So absolutely, and I think that's one of the things we should continue to have discussions with other countries on. We know that the Dutch, we know the Germans, the French, and others have also, and the Estonians, and almost all the Baltic countries have seen this. So it is absolutely a big deal.
Is everybody else in agreement with that?
What I would just like to add, I really welcome that Congress is taking this up. But what I think it's important to say that there has been desire by other countries to influence our election for decades. So, you know, this isn't the first time it's happened. I mean, it's great that Congress responds now, but this has been going on for a long time. And just to pick up the point, I applaud that Congress is going to pick up legislation to look at particular areas we need for cybersecurity.
No, I'm asking you whether you believe in an international, that we should be leading the charge internationally to say that anybody who tries to influence with the election process in a cyber way is a cyber crime, and that we should unite the world against that. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. No, what I would like to express to you is I think that the cyber concern has been maybe for 25 years now, and we have been slow to fully integrate it into the military. So I don't think we need to make the silo. I think it should be fully part of the military from the ground up.
Trust
we don't
me.
Need to have to call it that. And so there's been some resistance to because of maybe the way the established defense departments are, they have their turfs, that they have been reluctant to bring cyber in integrated as they should.
Trust me, that's why I'm working with Senator Graham, because the two of us are going to keep focusing on this. Mr. Chertoff?
No, I have to say I completely agree that we ought to work with all of our like-minded colleagues overseas to say that interfering with the actual infrastructure of elections is completely off limits and unacceptable. The information operations gets challenging because while we should resist them, we need to be careful how we articulate it, because if you go to Moscow, they'll say, great, let's get rid of, you know, the National Endowment of Democracies and you know.
I agree. That's why I'm bringing this up, Mr. Chertoff, because I do not want to lose action on the first part.
Correct.
And we should be leading the charge. no government should be involved in interfering with the actual election operations. End of story. We should be leading the charge. But there are some people running around this town basically saying, oh, well, there's this other stuff, and we all do it, and we should let this go. Yeah, no,
totally
we
different.
Should not let this go. So, yeah.
I agree with you. They're totally different. We should not blur the lines in a way that blunts our ability to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chertoff. Thank you.
Thank you.